The visitor from space. Are you alone in the cosmos? In my 20s, aware of the many problems in this world, I used to joke, saying that I was probably an alien who was sent on the wrong planet. At the end of the year 82, when I took Gyan, I was told that we were the only ones in the universe, among the 200 trillion galaxies composed themselves of billions of stars and planets. I believed it for years. I was lucky to be here. Later on, while teaching meditation, people used to ask me questions about aliens. And I used to reply jokingly that human beings are spirits incarnated in the physical world, coming from another dimension. So in fact, human beings are aliens by definition. We come from somewhere else. But are we really the only ones in this unlimited universe? One of my specialties is the ability to guide souls to their previous lives, in other words, to do regressions. I realized that it was a very useful tool to help people to better understand themselves and undo blockages from other lives. It is a very interesting and enjoyable process. A few years ago, one of my clients described his friend encounter with alien, who came to visit him in a flying saucer. Among other things, he told me that they were sleeping in a state of levitation. As a good BK, I immediately put it down to a very fertile imagination. Another time, a woman described a life in an underground city after a big flood. She explained that their group had flying saucers and that before the disaster they used their knowledge and expertise to transform primates into humans. They were genetically creating humans. I, of course, tore again that information in the file Imagination. Since then, I have read and heard many stories of people of multiple origins describing their encounters with beings from the cosmos. I started to wonder if my clients had not described the reality. When we look at the percentage of people who believe in alien, it is increasing day by day. When somebody says that he went on a flying saucer, it is easy to doubt it, to laugh at it and ridicule him. But when so many normal people with social status, who have everything to lose, say that they have seen saucers or met very special beings, it is more difficult to put it down to imagination. So much that in North America, the vast majority of people now believe that we are regularly visited and that the government is hiding information. I am now convinced that there are many civilizations in the cosmos. I am happy to have new cosmic neighbors. The realization that conscious and sophisticated beings inhabit the whole universe was the last straw that broke the camel's back. I realized that a very large part of the beliefs of the Brahma Kumaris was false, and that the cycle existed only in the imagination of Brahma Baba. Subsequently, I analyzed and questioned the divine origin of this knowledge. There you go. The ETs gave me liberation in life. The sky is the limit. There are many testimonials on the internet. I listen to many accounts on YouTube. You will find dozens of testimonies of US officers, former members of the CIA, radar technicians and scientists who have seen or even worked on the flying saucers or with aliens. With their impressive credentials, they are very credible. There is even a cardinal of Rome, now deceased, who used to say that even if only one testimonial is real, it proves that we are not alone in the universe. He was speaking openly about the visitors from space on Italian television. He was telling that they were very advanced, intelligent, and spiritual. Even the Pope, too, recently said he was ready to baptize them. Paul Elier, a former minister of the Canadian Forces for 20 years, for which I have the greatest respect, is very clear on the subject. The Russian Prime Minister Medvedev spoke about the ETs. He mentioned that when a president in Russia takes office, he receives two things. One is a red button for atomic bombs. The other one is a big file about ETs. When asked, the President Obama was joking about it. An old scientist used to work on retro-engineering flying saucers along with ETs. Billy Meyer, a Swiss man, had many contacts with them. There are many well-informed websites, but as in everything, discernment is required, because the secret government in the United States also spread a lot of disinformation to hide the reality, to scare people, and to keep the technologies for themselves. Some people say that the US now have hundreds of interstellar craft which can travel through the galaxy. They also say that there are now many human bases on different planets. Serious convergent testimonies indicate that the vast majority of the 50 race of our visitors is benevolent. Spaceships of tens of kilometers in length have been spotted and filmed in space. The flying saucers travel in our atmosphere at speeds of 20,000 km per hour. They can turn at right angles at these fantastic speeds. They can change dimension and cloak or dematerialize their vehicles. The ETs have mastered anti-gravity. They can pass through matter, solid, or liquid. They have underground bases on Earth, Moon, Mars, etc. They communicate mostly by thoughts. They can manipulate space and time, so they can visit the past or the future. They live hundreds and sometimes thousands of years. They have the technology to clean the air and the oceans. They sometimes diffuse nuclear missiles. They had been worshipped as gods. They can cure most diseases. They draw energy directly from empty space. They don't use gas or petrol. And in the name of national security, the US government confiscated 5,000 patents dealing with free unlimited energy. The aliens try to get in touch with us to help us. They wish that we stop destroying our planet. There are very credible and interesting witnesses. William Tompkins was the main organizer of the Apollo mission for the journey to the moon. He talked about the help that he got from human-looking aliens called the Nordics for that mission. He also described what really happened on the moon. The aliens around the moon capsule. John Titor too is an American military who is pretending that he has physically traveled in the past and the future with new technology. Barry King worked in an English underground base that was making extremely sophisticated robots used by the army to simulate ET abductions. Simon Parks is an English politician who talks about his encounters with visitors from space and his childhood in an Illuminati family. David Icke is one of the first researchers to have talked about the reptilian who control the Illuminati and therefore our planet. There are also many interesting topics you can look for on the internet. For example, you can put UFO witness disclosure on YouTube, which will lead you to many testimonials from eyewitnesses. You can put My Lab on YouTube too. That will describe the secret military operation on thought control, kidnappings, experience on human, clone, and so on. Shapeshifting will describe how some alien can function among us in a human form and return to their natural shape, which could be very different. You can look for dumps, which are very deep underground bases, either for the army, for the Illuminatis, or for the ETs. They could be kilometers under the ground. Conclusion. Until recently, believing in the presence of visitors from space attracted ridicule and smile. The cosmic wind is turning, and the reverse will soon be the norm. I find it quite extraordinary to think that we will soon be able to make contact with beings from other galaxies, highly intelligent and spiritual, traveling faster than light, with unimaginable knowledge and technologies. Of course, the head of different religions delays this revelation as much as possible, because they will have to answer many questions and their beliefs will be challenged. They will lose many participants. It is obvious that the day the whole world will see real aliens on their TV screen, the cycle of the BKs will stop turning. The aliens have no space in the BK knowledge. But the truth is the truth. Hiding the truth means to lie. Fortunately, spiritual people love truth. I like the expression, it will blow your mind. Because that's the impression that I get each time that I learn new incredible information. It is an exciting topic.